Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yesterday, I gave away tickets to the State Fair Classic spring game in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl between, you know,
did
Prairie
you
View.
Yes, did I did. Did you give them away?
Yeah, yes, I did. Prairie View and Grambling. Some news regarding that game, it was supposed to be this Saturday, which may have kept some of you from wanting to go. It's actually now going to be March 13th. They've moved the game. It's still in Dallas, still in the Cotton Bowl, but you have some more time if you want to get up there and go watch it. So caller, let's say caller 5 at 905-713-780-3776 wants a pair of tickets to the State Fair Classic Spring Game at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. See one of the fiercest rivalries in SWAC football history as the Prairie View Panthers take on the Grambling Tigers Saturday, March 13th in the Dallas Cotton Bowl Stadium. And for the HBCU fans, enjoy a live halftime concert featuring R&B group Drew Hill. Shout out to Cisco. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So caller 5-905 wins a pair of tickets to that game. Now March 13th. So if you want tickets previously, remember the game is March 13th instead of the Saturday.
I guess I get a feeling you should go caller number 1.
No, caller 5.
First caller.
Caller 5. I mean, you've got multiple weeks now.
Are you going to get that many?
I don't know. We got the like 5 or 6 yesterday.
Did
and
we?
And that was a game that's scheduled for this Saturday. Now you have more time. March 13th. You can plan out a trip if you decide to go. Caller 5. John, don't poo-poo SWAC football.
I'm not poo-pooing SWAC football. It just seems like it's kind of far away.
It's in Dallas. It is. Yeah. It's a bit of a trip, but it's not. You've got time to plan. It's March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It's right before, isn't that right before Steak and Day?
It is that same day.
I thought March 14th was that, or is it March 13th?
Oh, this is 13th?
Yes.
Yeah, March 14th is Steak and
Day.
Yeah, you should have gone caller number 1.
Well, I said 905.
Wait, you are giving the Steak and Day?
It's March 14th. It's
caller number.
No.
Are you giving that out?
No, we're not giving that out. We're giving out tickets to the football game.
Oh. Yeah, and call in 20 seconds.
On Steak and Day Eve.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
A day that doesn't really exist either, probably.
Well, it kind of does.
Does it?
Non-exclusive,
does it exist like Valentine's Day?
The non-exclusive franchise tag values.
Okay.
Quarterback. $25.4 million this year. It's based on $185 million cap. 25.4 is down. So Dak was on the franchise tag last year. You have to get, I'm pretty sure it won't, this franchise tag won't be 25.4. I think he has to get 10% more of than what he got last year. But based on, if this is your first franchise tag, it'd be 185. If you wanted to tag Will Fuller, what do you think it would be?
For non-exclusive?
Yeah.
12?
16.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Will Fuller, 16. Will Fuller, no Deshaun.
If there's no Deshaun, then I'm going crappy anyway.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
care. I ain't spending a bunch of money.
I'm going to lose.
Take me right to the toilet,
what is the
AJ
lowest
McCarron?
Paid position?
Lowest paid position of all the... Oh, I would say probably either, probably center.
Nope, it's running backs. 8.7.
How?
Well, offensive line is 13.9.
Oh, is it just offensive line?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not broken down?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Running back is 8.7. Safety's 10.7.
Mm-hmm.
8.7, and the Texans went and spent $12 million last year on David Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of idiots. You can't be any dumber than this organization. You just can't be. And then, and you gave up a so stupid. They're so stupid. 8.7 million is the average, and he wasn't even an average running back, and they paid him more. I mean, you cannot be dumber than this stupid organization that we follow.
We are the dumbest.
We are the dumbest.
You seem very down on that team. Huh? So you seem very down on the Texans for some reason.
I don't know why.
Also, some news. The DeMarcus Cousins release is now finalized. He is no longer a Rocket. The Rockets are responsible for 1.6 of his $2.56 million salary. The NBA will, this is according to Bobby Marks, the NBA will reimburse Houston on the difference, roughly $950K. So he
why?
Can, I don't know why. So he is now available for some team who thinks he can still contribute.
How does that work? Where the NBA reimburse you for a player that you're cutting? Is there any chance the NFL will reimburse the Texans on Whitney Mercilus at all?
I don't know. Ask Roger.
Is there reimbursements going on?
Wait a minute.
Did you just hear what he said? Because I read that they were going to the full $2.3 million the Rockets were paying as a token of gesture.
But if he gets picked up by another team, they get the money.
Why is the NBA picking up $900,000 of that and shooting that to the Rockets?
I don't know, but I like it. I'm happy for Tillman. Tillman's got $900,000 more in his pocket. I like that. You know what? And here's the thing. It was crazy, but it wasn't actually that crazy. I thought about it right after they say that they're going to give him his full contract on Friday, and they cut him, or they're about to cut him on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, well, why would you do that? Well, because you're a good organization. That's why. Because you want the guys to feel good about your organization, about coming there. Not. Well, I came here on a minimum deal, and then you guys cut me. Now, what am I going to do? Whatever. What am I going to do? I don't have my $2.5 million.
He's poor.
What am I going to do?
He's a free agent. He's poor.
He's poor.
You're poor.
You're ass. But you know what? That's a good move. For that little money, and the NBA is reimbursing you on $900,000.
Maybe they knew that was coming too.
Thank you. For that little money, you're sending out a message to all the agents and the players that this is a good organization. No, you're not poor. He's not poor.
You're poor.
Now he is going to get picked up. It looks like the Lakers, the Bucks, or the Heat.
Yeah, I don't know how many people have watched Boogie. Why? I don't know why a contender thinks he can help, but. Okay, big man who I guess at some point may be able to shoot a basketball sometimes.
Only at 37%.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're looking at, but okay, sure.
I mean, bad. That is bad.
The Rockets decided they didn't want to play him anymore. That's a bad basketball team decided, you know what, nah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's no other answer. If you want to lose, you keep Boogie.
Man, he was playing poorly enough that.
Yes.
I mean,
you want him around.
He might have one of those outbursts, and you're worried that one of those outbursts might cost you a game in terms of him going off for 30, but those are unlikely. I mean, if you want it to be bad, let him play 30 minutes a night.
Yeah. I mean, I Boogie was nice. It was good to have him here. Apparently, he was a really good teammate.
Which was contrary to what we thought. Maybe certainly wrongly, it appears. Look, the Rockets have a bunch, multiple guys on the roster who were names 4 or 5 years ago that were really good. John Wall, Boogie, Victor Oladipo for that one season.
McLemore was a big draft pick.
Well, he was a big draft pick, certainly, yes. Yeah. He was a high draft pick. They're full of guys who we thought they were good at one point. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And the record's proving it. The one guy who actually is good, not playing, not healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only guy you really want on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't want him on the floor. If you want to know the truth, if Christian Wood takes the rest of the year off, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Relax.
Let's hope you pair Christian Wood with a top three pick.
I don't care if he ever comes back.
Not next year.
I mean, this year.
Well, ever in 2021.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why risk it?
Really?
Why risk it? Be terrible.
I know that's one of your 3 years that you signed for, but still.
Just three?
Yeah, it's only a 3-year deal.
Yeah. Guess what?
That's right. It was 14 a year?
41 million. Yeah.
You're right. They are going to have to extend him quickly.
Yes, they are. He's
like while the ankles hurt. Wow, he had no idea you were this valuable. You're plus minus is like 26.
Haven't won a game since you left.
Wow, you're a plus 26. We're a plus 26 with you. Right now he's going, did I sign for $41 million for 3 years or for 1 year?
For one.
Is this a
he's
is
going
this
from
my annual?
41 and 3 to 41 and 1. Honestly, is that a guy you can build around?
Do you think he would do a contract extension at $20 million? Like, if they added, if they went from, hey, listen, we're going to bump you all the way up to $20 million and add 2 more years on. How about that?
You know what he's going to say? So you guys think Laramie Tunsil is more valuable than I am? Okay.
How many false starts do I have?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, well, to be fair.
You can't stay healthy. They could use that excuse.
Yeah, he's played more games than you.
And he plays football.
Yeah, and he plays much more violent sport.
Man, Christian Wood, I want to. You know what? His girlfriend is regretting that now.
That's always going to be
Hold
the
up.
Story
is
here.
Is Zach Cunningham making more than me? Yeah. He is.
So is Whitney Merciless?
No. Whitney's not making more than him.
No. 54.
What? Annually, average. He's not.
I'm not looking at his contract again. I've done it enough.
Makes you feel bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've looked. You know how many times I've gone to spot track at Whitney Merciless's contract?
Because you can't believe
it's always the used link. You know, the link that's like the dark maroon. Like you've been here already. I know I have spot track.
Google will tell you.
Is there something new in there?
Google will tell you. You visited this website, this link 8 times since February 4th.
You've been here. Why do you keep looking? Come on, Google.
No, Whitney is just below him at $12 million per. Oh no. Well, his cap hits next year is. Well, in 2022 is 14.5, which is more than Christian Wood. His cap hit. Yeah. Oh, awesome. No, he will make more than Christian Wood next year in 2022. 12.750 and 1.5 is his signing bonus. He will make more. 14.5, he's going to make more, plus a roster bonus. Whitney Merciless is going to get a roster bonus.
Well, he's on the roster, John.
He's 15-1 against the cap this year. And next year, 3-1.
Yeah, Christian Wood against the cap next year, or what he's making, which is the same thing, 13.666667.
Guess what? Whitney Merciless. Whitney Merciless is getting...
more than Christian Wood.
But, oh, my God. Well, at least Whitney stayed on the field this year, guys.
Okay. Whitney
Except
Merciless.
When he wasn't playing.
Okay.
Except when they had him on the bench.
He's a coverage linebacker.
Will there be one game where Christian Wood has more blocks in one game than Whitney Merciless has sacks in a season?
Oof.
No.
Whitney finished with 4.
4. So all he's got to get is 5 blocks.
Has he already done
that?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, in this day and age.
No, you can have 5.
Training.
You can have 5.
Well, this isn't all the inside, like... Let me check and see, because he is a long guy, but the fact is you just don't have the same amount of blocks anymore.
See
what his game is played more on the
See
prep.
What his big... Okay, go to his game log.
I'm going
and see
to it now, if because that's got, the kind of prop
he's
that
got
I'm
a,
here for.
He's already matched it. He had 4 blocks in game 4.
Already did? Matched it in game 4.
He did?
Yes.
Easy. I'm taking Christian Wood in this one.
Oh,
blocks
had,
in a game.
And he's had 3
over
too.
Whitney Merciless. Sacks in
I think
a
that's
season.
Actually a pretty good. I think it's actually a pretty good wager. He's had. You mean this year? Oh, so he's already
he's
on
already
the board
him.
For 4.
He's already tied him.
They're going to go with the youth movement. No, I'm going Christian Wood blocks.
Hell yes, I'm going right now with Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And here's the deal: is right now it is crazy. I know you got all kinds of bad stuff that's happened to you. I know that you have issues with if you've had pipes burst and you've got. Oh, a room busted up or, you know, your den, your kitchen. If outside you had a pipe bust in your patio. Or, and if you need help right now, you need a contractor. You need somebody that can come and fix up all the stuff, restore and fix and move it. Absolute Marble and Granite is here for you. Jeff can do it all. I mean, I've talked to him. He's done family rooms. He's done, you know, we talk about the kitchens and the marble and the outdoor patios and the granite and the and bathrooms and tile and everything else. But he can do it all. So if you're looking for somebody that can come and help you out in this time of need, because it is a horrible time of need, take this number down. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Let him come, give you that estimate. You get 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener.
713-880-2822. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 918 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We got some callers in here, so let's get them on the air. Lorenzo wants to talk on the radio. What do you say, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, guys. Two quick points. First, about Dak Prescott. I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan, and I think so far he's gotten a raw deal. He should have been paid already. With that being said, prayer hands. I think that
prayer
at
hands.
This point, the fact that he hasn't been signed or given an extension makes it it gives me pause. It makes me wonder if Jerry and the rest of the team does know something, because Jerry Jones, if you play his game, if you let him treat him like daddy and let him treat you like a son, he's not shy with the checkbook. Which takes me to my next point, point I'm going to touch on. A lot of y'all say often that, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans are in love with Jerry and we don't want him to go anywhere. No, we just accept that he's there. He's not going anywhere. He's made that statement time and time again. So we've just accepted the evil that is, and we're just coping with it. We're not wasting our breath on it anymore. So that's just from my Cowboy circle for a second. My question to you guys is about ownership. What percentage, when people say, like, whether they're willing to cut the check, what percentage of actual personal assets, I'm trying to get a perspective on why they might be apprehensive to do so, but what percentage of, I guess, total team revenue do owners take? I know it varies, but as basic as you can you explain it to the novices like me about how those type of things work? For example, I know it doesn't work directly like that, but if Deshaun Watson gets $33 million instead of $32 million, does that mean at the end of the year the owner takes home $1 million less than what you actually would have taken? I know it doesn't work directly like that, but that's just an example. What revenue of it, like luxury tax and all these other fines and everything else?
To their personal finances? What are they taking home to their personal finances, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, if they have to pay, I guess what I'm asking is, how much does paying more to a player directly impact an owner's personal asset?
Yeah, that's almost impossible. That's actually a really good question, but it's probably different with all 32. I mean, some guys might be more dependent upon that revenue. Others have business interests, and this is just all working capital. Would you have any idea? I have no idea, John. I wouldn't know. They don't have to disclose that. Well, I guess, except on their tax forms.
Well, in the NBA,
themselves, right?
In the NBA and in the NFL, you've got percentages that the players get and the owners get.
Well, yeah, but he said percentage?
But you have to hit those numbers. So I don't think it's going to be any different no matter what you pay a player. You're not getting more money because you only get...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You get 55%, they get 45%, or 52% and 50 and 40, whatever the 48%, whatever the pie is, you get that.
So there is a minimum spend, and that was put in over a decade ago. Yeah. There's a minimum spend this year, it's $180 million. The cap will be closer to like $185. So there's only a wiggle room of about $5 million. Although there can be some, you know, not likely to be under earned incentives and there's some other stuff like that. But so, yeah, you're right. There is, it's not as big a leeway. But in terms of what an owner makes, what his take home is, I guess an owner, because they're running a company, I guess they technically could pay themselves.
Yeah, it's his money.
Well, but you would want it on your, from a tax standpoint, It's his money. Where does it go? Every year there's a profit. You're paying taxes on that profit. No, you want to give yourself, you want to have it in a holding company, I would think, as operating capital.
I have no idea. You'd want to take
your own money out of it, right?
No idea.
You want to pay yourself?
Yeah, you know, that's all.
I wouldn't pay myself anything.
That's all.
If you have business interests, I wouldn't want to pay myself anything from a tax standpoint.
I don't know how they do it. I have no idea. All I know is they're really, really rich. That's all. When I grow up, I want to own an NFL team.
It's an interesting question. I'd love to know the answer. Call Tillman. Get Tillman on and tell us exactly how he does his money.
He's going to say, I don't make any money. What are you guys, idiots?
Like every
you guys, have you guys seen there's a pandemic and I don't have any fans in the stands?
Tillman's probably not the guy to talk to right now.
Tillman. Yeah. Their losses, though, we saw their losses. Not a big deal, actually. They actually made the NBA did not get hit that badly last year. The Mars Rover's first pictures, you guys see that?
Yes.
You know, we had the spaceship.
I saw the picture of Pujols baseball. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. The ball that Pujols hit. Yeah, we saw that. Thanks, everybody. 713, that is an interesting question, and I have no idea. I don't even want to venture into how rich guys all hide their money.
I don't think that's the question about how they hide their money. We're not trying to look for Marty Bird with, you know, are you putting money inside of a wall somewhere?
No.
No, the question
is,
there's
a witch hunt after our former president. I know that.
No, but I mean, his question was, how does it directly impact a guy who owns a team? That's an interesting question. I never really.
But you got to spend money. You have to spend the money.
Yeah. No, there's expenditures.
Now, they don't. In baseball, they don't. They don't. And so if you make a bunch of money with the advertisers and you make a bunch of money, but if you don't pay any players, you're probably not very good. So you don't have a lot of people going. You're a mom and pop business versus Walmart is what you're trying to do. The Yankees are Walmart and you're a mom and pop business if you're Cincinnati because you're not paying any players. And you're not getting any attendance, and you're not getting any revenues, and you're just operating at a different level, is all.
Yeah.
Baseball is different than the other two sports because of the salary cap, though. I think every dollar that you do spend on a player in baseball is less money in the owner's pocket. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the answer in baseball. But I don't know that that's the answer in the other sports.
Well, that's why there's been so many teams that would take the, that's why there's been the argument that we've got all this. You know, you've got all this profit sharing in Major League Baseball, sharing of revenue, and yet some teams aren't spending.
Right.
That was always the argument that Cincinnati, for years, there were teams who would just, they'd say, okay, give us our little piece of the pie, our check for Major League Baseball, and then we're going to still keep our expenditures low and make money.
Well, and not only that, though, that there are some instances of that in the NFL as well. I remember Bob McNair, he was PO'd because they wanted to share revenues. The NFL owners wanted to share revenues on naming rights for the stadiums. And Bob McNair, I remember specifically, he said, well, our building is named Reliant. At the time, it was named Reliant. Our building, and they pay us. Paul Brown Stadium is not. I want to put my dad's name on my stadium, too. You know what? If you want to share revenues, go out and sell your stadium revenue. Go out and sell it. Mm-hmm. I want to put my dad's name on the name of our stadium. But you know what I'm doing? I'm throwing into the pie. The Cincinnati Bengals aren't throwing any money into the pot.
It would piss you off.
It would piss you off.
Yeah.
So that was a point of contention back in the day. I don't know if that's still the case. 713-780-3776. Let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. Rafael Stone should be fired today. He has set this franchise back years. He gets named the GM, and Harden and Westbrook say they want out. And you should have traded Harden before the season. But what did you get for him? A broken-down player at the end of his contract, a couple of scrubs, and some draft picks. When was the last time the Rockets had a draft pick make an all-star team other than number one pick Yao? And the team that he's assembled, the word that comes to mind is fragile. Too many guys missing too many games because they're on the bench nursing their testicles. This group couldn't win a game of Papa Shot, much less an NBA game. Keep Christian Wood, take a stick of dynamite to the rest of the team and blow this thing the hell up. Say goodnight. Good night.
Rack him. That was big, T-Rod.
Epic. epic. That is what it sounded like
back in the day.
Back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. That would have been a jungle call.
100%. I don't know if he's serious. It sounds
nursing
like he's
testicles.
Serious. Well,
I think he was serious.
I think he's serious, and I can't disagree with him more.
Yeah. Why are we
trying? What do you think he was going to get for Westbrook and Harden? I mean, first of all, the $40 million that you got to get rid of. Westbrook? Wait a minute. He got rid of Westbrook for John Wall.
Well,
Wall is a broken down player.
So is Oladipo.
Well, Oladipo's a one-year deal. Oladipo's an expiring contract.
Well, that's what he mentioned. He gave away Harden for a broken down expiring draft guy.
All that stuff. When's the last time a draft pick made an all-star team? Go ahead.
Well,
tell me.
I guess he might be right. Yao, I don't know.
Probably is Yao.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It was Chandler Parsons didn't make an all-star team.
No.
It's Yao. It's got to be
Yao. Who are the Rockets all-stars the last two decades? It's been Yao and Tracy and Harden.
God.
That's it.
Dog it. Stevie franchise. They drafted
him. I said this last two decades.
Stevie's in the last two decades.
When did he make an all-star team for the Rockets?
I think like 2003. Yeah. Right? Probably something like that.
Maybe.
All-star. He could dunk. Remember when he dunked?
Yes, I remember he could
dunk.
Remember
Coutinho Mobley?
Remember that time?
He made an all-star game 2004. Huh. So we're talking about...
Don't dab when you're wrong.
17 years.
But here's the deal is...
That's the last draft pick.
Well, anyway.
No, yeah, no, probably have one.
Yeah. Stevie franchise was drafted by
he wasn't
Vancouver.
Drafted by the Rockets, by the way.
Oh, technically.
He wasn't.
No, not technically. He was drafted by Vancouver.
Well, no. Remember in basketball, you have to draft for somebody else.
No, but no.
Oh, no, Stevie was.
Vancouver was drafted him to take him, and then he said no.
And then he got
he hated being there.
Because now, I mean, you know how often you draft for somebody else, but yeah, that's right.
No,
I mean, Steve
they drafted
off.
Him.
Remember when he went up to get his jersey
He looked pissed.
Pulled his jersey up and threw it down and walked off. I don't want to live in stupid old Vancouver.
He was drafted and he publicly announced that he did not want to play for the Grizzlies because he was so far from home. And so they got it. Then they traded him.
Yeah.
So that's not a Rocket draft pick.
So, no. But wait a minute. That's what's the point there? What's the point there?
He's saying that he didn't get enough for Harden.
What did you want exactly?
Probably
they got seven draft picks.
He probably wanted
the Anthony Davis package. People didn't want Harden. I mean, not for what you were.
Well, how's the Anthony Davis package working out?
Well, Lonzo's a good player.
Is he?
Brandon Ingram's a good player. Yes, they're both. Lonzo is playing. He's shooting the ball really well now. He's actually a really good shooter now. And Brandon Ingram's an all-star. They're not winning games.
Yeah,
but.
Okay. That's the point, isn't it?
Well, they're young guys and a young team. They got a new coach.
13-17, which is a game and a half ahead of the Rockets.
Yeah, but that's...
Well, okay, good thing they got that package.
Well, they have a new coach and a young team, but...
And guess what? The Rockets have a boatload of draft picks.
Well, he's saying, and that was his point, was the last time any draft pick from the Rockets did anything.
Wait a minute. Since they haven't had any draft picks, that means you can't have any. So all of the players that are in the NBA All-Star game, guess what? They were drafted. Guess what? Somebody drafted them. So guess what? You can actually draft somebody that becomes an All-Star. Just because the Rockets haven't done it, all those guys that drafted before, Rafael Stone, are gone.
I'm not upset How with do Rafael you know? Stone. How would you want to... No, where would you want to? He stepped into an impossible situation.
He stepped into the worst situation you could possibly be.
He got four first-round picks. He made a move to get Christian Wood, by the way, by shuffling money and shuffling what's his name?
Covington.
He shuffled Covington. He shuffled money, Covington. He got Christian Wood. He put him on a 3-year deal at a very favorable rate for the team.
Got some draft picks finally.
He got draft picks,
and which are
going to
be good
deals.
Draft picks from the Nets.
Yeah, and he got switch deals too, which you know it's probably not going to be awesome for the next few years, but beyond that, it could turn into really good picks.
Yeah.
So I'm not upset one single bit with Rafael Stone.
No, Rafael Stone walked into. Daryl left this in rubble. It was a dumpster fire when Daryl left. So how you're blaming Rafael Stone? I don't know.
I'll stand in the paint with what he got. I'm not a fan of what he got. You don't trade an elite player. I get all of the stuff about Harden. You don't trade an elite player and with a prop and hoping for prospects later. They didn't get a legitimate contributing piece. They're gonna have to hope. He didn't get one player back that's part of their future.
Well, what was? How do you know?
He didn't get a current NBA player that's likely going to be on the roster after this year.
You got to hope.
About hoping. Well, and that's not a great feeling.
I'm hoping that you know what I know about HRMP right now?
Well, you know.
I know that they caught this guy, and hopefully they're prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law, that tried to steal my identity.
But you want it past the fullest extent. You want it death.
No, I wanted, the death penalty.
That's not the fullest.
That's not the fullest extent.
Okay, is there a bigger,
not for this crime.
Well, wait a minute, but is there a tougher punishment, a higher punishment than death?
No,
I mean, so that's the fullest extent of the law.
Technically, you're right.
So here's what happened. For those of you that weren't with us earlier in the show, someone stole my identity, and they're trying to get unemployment benefits with using my name and my Social Security number. You know who found it? HRMP. You know, contacted us, said, John, you got to do this. Done. I had to file a claim with the for fraud with TWC. And guess what? Now, HRMP has saved the day. Otherwise, someone could be collecting unemployment using my name. Well, is your payroll company doing this kind of work, this kind of HR work? I don't know. Probably not. Ours is. I know this. They're awesome. They are doing our taxes, which is awfully, awfully important. If your payroll company or if you're doing your own taxes, don't, because you don't know anything about the Affordable Care Act. And HRMP knows everything. They have experts that can answer every single question and will take care of it every single step of the way. You're looking for that kind of payroll company and HR company, which is the best. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN
97.5.
Mm-hmm. Shailene Woodley was on Jimmy Fallon. Shailene Woodley is in the moratorium.
What is that?
I told you.
I know. What is it again? You said there's a black guy and a white guy that interrogates another guy.
That interrogates the moratorium. You know what a moratorium is?
No.
There's a country.
Yeah, there's a country called
That's a mortician. This is a moratorium. He's from Mauritania. Have you ever heard of Mauritania?
Is this one of your?
I didn't even know that.
Umbrella Academy things?
No, it's not. It's not Pongo. There's no Pongo in it. No, Mauritania is a country that I didn't even know existed before this movie.
This isn't a real thing.
It's a Mauritania is a real thing.
Like what kind of a football guy he was?
What is so like I knew he was a football. We're hearing something, Doug.
Oh, that's me queuing up the Shailene Woodley clip. She was on Fallon yesterday.
Oh, you're going to pull it up?
Mauritania.
Mauritania. Yeah. It's a country.
Isn't that what Black Panther, they found that?
It's an Islamic country. You don't know about it. You don't know nothing about it.
I thought they found that and they could help you cure yourself if you got scratched or something by a panther.
No.
Yeah, Mauritania.
That's why are you talking about Wakanda?
Yeah.
What the?
But that's Mauritania was the stuff they found.
No, it's vibranium.
Oh.
Nerd.
So
what happened?
Anyway,
is this a real story? Or?
Yes, it's a real thing. He was accused of actually being the recruiter for all the 9/11 for the 9/11 attack. Hmm. He was the guy who recruited. Anyway, his cousin was on one of the planes, and his cousin called him from Osama bin Laden, from bin Laden's phone, actually. So they tied it to him, and then they held him in Guantanamo for 17 years.
Well, that's what you're talking about Guantanamo for.
Yeah. So anyway, she was in it. And she was in another movie I just saw the other day about the guy who stole.
Shailene Woodley. Yeah.
Anyway, so she was on Fallon last night. She's marrying Aaron Rodgers.
She looks very Midwestern, too.
Yeah.
She's got kind of a girl next door vibe.
Yeah.
Cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
I think a big upgrade over Danica.
She's younger.
I don't judge women like
that. I don't think that's appropriate for you. I'm just going to tell you some facts. She is younger, but she is from San Bernardino County. She's a Californian
by
trade. Yeah. They're both California people.
So anyway, she was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and
yes.
Here's what she said.
So all of when we met, also, like, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know, like, what kind of a football guy he was.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm still constantly learning. I'm still like, oh, wow. You know, friends would be like, you got to watch his YouTube greatest, or you got. And I was like, I don't get it. He's good. He's
yeah,
great.
He's
like,
really
I don't understand.
That's so funny.
Because I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as, like, the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like, that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy. I love
he
that.
He just happens to also be very good at sports.
Hmm. She's a woman who doesn't care about sports at all. Like, she earlier in the interview, she talked about, she said, I've never watched a football game until I met him.
That's probably what he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
That she wasn't idolizing him, and, you know, and after his money, she's probably got her own money a little bit.
Yeah, she's been a working actress for a long time now.
Yeah. So she probably gets paid to do it too.
Yes, probably. Yes,
he does.
Yeah,
he does get paid. Yeah.
Well, and you know what? That's why 2021 is great, and like 1901 wasn't.
Why? Because women weren't getting paid for the work.
They wouldn't pay women to do.
You know, they now there's still some questions about are they being paid equally, but you know, women have been getting paid for quite a bit now, right?
Have they?
Yes, it's not a new thing. Like, Julia Roberts like the highest paid person in the world at one point? Because every time you went to a movie, that movie made money. You know, Julia Roberts was getting paid in the 90s.
Look around
too,
your house, you'll see that women get paid.
No. That's why I said 2021.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
2021's pretty good.
No, 2021's great. Yeah. No, I like it. I'm a big fan of women getting paid. Okay.
Okay.
I'm an ally.
Well, there are always questions about that.
Are you, though?
Yes. Yes, I am. Bo wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Bo.
Hey, John, I owe you an apology. I'm the guy who tried to steal your identity and file unemployment claims. I didn't want to jam you up. So I got a pretty good deal going. I've been doing this for a while. And I just pick people who drink beer, play golf, and play poker all day. And, you know, you're in the fat part of the demographic. So I just want to apologize for jamming you up. So hope there's no hard feelings.
No.
And props to you know, anyway, sorry about that, man.
Are you going to quit asking for people to?
Well, now I hope he doesn't. He apologized, so I'm good with it.
So you don't need him to die now?
No, I don't need him. The fullest extent of the law, the death penalty.
Look at that, Bo. Now John doesn't want you dead.
No,
so.
Well, sounds like a nice guy.
He does sound like a nice guy.
I don't like that he picked my specific demographic.
Well, apparently
drinks
you guys.
Beer, plays poker and golf.
Apparently it's easy to steal guys like you identities.
Well, apparently.
You just happen to be the next guy down on the list.
I don't know that there's a big list of.
Beer drinking. Poker playing golfers? I'm sure there are quite a few.
Yeah, I guess there would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you're unique.
I played one yesterday, David.
Yeah, I don't think you're unique. I'm sure he's got more people to get
beer,
through.
He plays golf and he plays poker.
But I appreciate
he won, by the way, big up to David Edwards. He won the Prime Senior Championship on Sunday.
Poker?
Poker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Senior event.
That's kind of bullcrap that seniors can play poker just as good as anybody. Why in the hell do they get a special
division?
Well,
the young guys have more stamina. Money. Yeah, you younger guys have more
stamina.
Not sex.
Yeah.
What do you mean more stamina?
Are you kidding? It takes a lot of stamina to play.
Why
do you think
play
young
poker
guys
on
win?
Their phones too?
For the most part, younger guys are winning at the World Series. It's like 9 days of grind.
Do you think
it's
what's the difference between
you need a lot of stamina?
I can lay in a bed and watch 15 straight hours of YouTube. I did it, or not YouTube, but Netflix. I did it when I had coronavirus.
Well,
I was grinding.
Yeah, do that for nine straight days.
On shows.
Do that for nine straight days.
Seven.
No, every single hand, you have to make decisions, life and death decisions.
Here's an easy one.
Okay.
Fold.
No, if you keep folding, guess what? You run out of chips.
When I get pocket aces, I'm going all in.
Oh, okay.
That's my strategy.
You know how often that happens?
That's my strategy.
And sticking with it. No, you grind when you play.
5-7.
We were playing.
City. Yeah.
We were literally playing one penny, three pennies.
I was
and
Kanish.
He's folding.
I was Kanish. John's like, how are you not playing with a bunch of kids?
Kids.
All my kids.
And he's still.
He's like, are you not in? It's not
queen
even
seven.
Real money.
He's got queen seven.
And
he
I'm like,
away.
I'm dumping off cards. Nope.
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 He's like not playing. Nope. I'm like, what the hell?
Even if your kids win, isn't that your money anyway? Can you just take
grinding.
It from them?
I want. We didn't. Even, it wasn't even for money. It was just chips. But I was just grinding.
Grinding.
I'm Kanish. I'm a grinder.
I mean, I played every hand. I raised all in all the time, and then Snacks finally won it all.
You lost.
And
to
he was
a,
pissed about it too.
You lost to a kid named Snacks.
Yeah. He did. Oh, you don't know. Snacks could be a great poker player. Are you kidding? That's a great poker name.
It's a great poker name. He's not a good poker player.
No.
Not yet.
945 ESPN.
Alec has got gambling gene. I can already tell. He's like, he wants to always play cards. He wants to play poker. He's the one that brought the cards
and chips
over to play poker. And then he's like, hey, Dad, did you know that this team is favored by 6 points? I'm like, oh, boy.
Mm-mm.
He's got the sickness.
945 ESPN, 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:48 ESPN 97.5. Marcus Coleman is going to join us at the top of the hour here. We'll talk to the former Texan about what's going on with the organization. He was an original. He's an original. Aaron Glenn got himself he's a coordinator.
Yeah. DC, let's see where AG got hired as a...
One of the new coaches. It was at Detroit?
I think you are right. Yeah, I think it's Detroit. So, yeah, Detroit. I think it's awesome. I've had a chance to talk to him from time to time. I'll see him at a... So he reached out to me when he was a scout about offensive line scouting stuff. He was just a scout. It was probably 2013. And we were talking... 13 or 14? No, it would have been 13. And we were talking about offensive line stuff and what to look for with offensive linemen because he was just getting in as a scout. And that was like 13. Before you know it, he was coaching. And I'll see him in Indianapolis at the airport. And we'll talk about... players and
when you know he owned the Frenchies here.
Yeah, he has for a long time.
Was he still?
I don't know if he still does, but he's the one who brought that here. I don't know if he still does, but yeah, AG is moving up to try. I think that's awesome. DC, this is great. Yeah. Aaron Glenn's the type of guy, and he's got the type of mindset that he's got the type of head coaching personality. This is a big deal for him to get this DC job over at. With a defense coordinator job over with the Lions because it's the potential stepping stone up to a pro job. And there's a player that I used the Aaron Glenn comp with, a guy named Shakur Brown out of Michigan State, who I love, a corner who's about 5'10", who's tough as can be, is smart, good athleticism, good cover corner potential, and I gave him the Aaron Glenn comp, which is, I mean, it's a very respectful comp. There's going to be a lot of people. It's probably too old school for a lot of people, but it's a very, I think, highly of Shakur Brown. And AG was 5'9 and played outside.
Yeah.
You never see that in today's football. He was 5'9 and played receivers. Like Herman Moore might have caught a Aaron Glenn cover at some point. He was 6'5.
Or Calvin Johnson.
Yep. Oh, was he still playing with Calvin? He's 48 now. I doubt Calvin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he 48?
Aaron is 48 now.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in his 30s when he came to the Texans. He was like 31.
Yeah, came here at the end of his that's unbelievable. So headlines, we haven't talked about. Texans reportedly won't even acknowledge Deshaun Watson trade inquiries. This is a fine strategy. Do you like the strategy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just now, what concerns me is if you have any inkling of trading him, at some point you're going to have to double back on that. I don't know how you're doing it. But basically, this just means they're trying to get Deshaun to back away from his stance and at least listen or talk to them. And it's fine because at some point you can go back on it. You can start contacting teams. I would like for teams to keep contacting me, though. Because when they contact you, that's where the leverage is. When you're contacting other teams, there's no leverage in that. So I don't think it's going to hurt to say that. I don't think it really matters. Maybe you play such hardball that you get Deshaun to come back and play? Because let's face it, even if he plays one more year, then if you trade him, you don't take the same cap hit. There are some potential advantages to it. There's no Trevor Lawrence in the draft next year. Maybe you say maybe you shoot for the number one pick next year.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Number one pick. I like the strategy a little bit. No, I like it a lot. Yeah, listen, we're not even, he just said, we're not interested in trading the player. We're not interested in any way, shape, or form. We're not taking any inquiries. We are not going to trade Deshaun Watson. He just signed a four-year extension with us. He is here for the next 5 years, and that's all there is to it. Deshaun, okay, I'm going to sit. Well, okay, Deshaun, sit. Because guess what? We still have you under contract for another 5 years after this year, or however long you sit. We still have you under contract.
I can't believe people thought Deshaun had leverage. I mean, do the math on this thing. He doesn't.
No. We are going to have your rights for 5 years after this, and 5 years if you sit another year, and 5 years if you sit another year, whatever the case may be. And we're going to lose now anyway. What's the difference?
Yeah.
What do the Texans have to believe to think they can convince him that this is a good place for him to be?
They have to apologize. They have.
Wait, what do you mean? What do they have to believe?
In terms, do they have to be completely delusional about who they are to believe they can convince him that this is a good place to be?
There's a thing about leverage.
And look, we're not letting you go. So either you play or you sit. I get that part of it. But do they actually believe the way they're set up, they can convince him that this is a good place to be?
I believe Nick Caserio believes he can say, look, I think Nick Caserio just wants a chance to sit down and say, look, this is the game plan moving forward. Well, for one, and I'm only guessing here, Nick Caserio doesn't want a player to hold a team hostage. He's not going to go in as his
not
first
interested in
season and say a player is going to run anything. Number two, I think that he probably believes, I know what I'm doing, and I can get us to succeed, and I just want Deshaun to listen and to show him. And he also probably, it's an acknowledgement that for us to win at a high level, we need to have a guy that's as talented as Deshaun Watson, because we aren't as talented, and he can really help elevate a lack of talent and to play above what it's expected to play at.
Can a reasonable Nick Caserio convince Deshaun that that we're going to be okay the next couple of years? Like,
no,
if he's a reasonable GM.
No, that's not the message.
The
message is give us a couple of years.
That's why I don't see any way they can reasonably convince him that this is the place to be.
I don't either.
Because he's not going to want to hear 2 years of my career is going to be wasted.
So he's
going to have to come back into the fold because there's no other option.
Yeah.
Because he believes.
We gave you $154 million, whatever it was.
And then Nick Deshaun was like, you didn't give me anything.
Yeah.
You weren't around for that.
He'd
be like, I don't know you.
No. But the organization gave it to you, and you're a part of the and now I'm part of the organization.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no reasonable thing that can be said that's going to convince him that this is a good place for him to be.
He understands
Does he really believe that wherever he goes, he's winning immediately?
Here's
where allegedly this story came out yesterday, too, is that Deshaun would approve trades to the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Panthers. Is he going to be any closer to the Super Bowl? Well, he'll be closer to the Super Bowl, I guess. No, because none of those teams are going to the Super Bowl anyway.
Well, Dolphins have a chance to get better quickly.
Relatively quickly. But Jets?
The Jets. And the Panthers are a good division, I think, to be in for the future. But not right away. No,
right. So it's going to take a couple of years.
And that's just, he would also approve other teams, too.
Well, right.
That's just three mentioning.
But if he would approve these
those
teams,
are the ones
you want to go to the Jets? Guess what? You ain't any closer to the Super Bowl.
I've heard he has no interest in the Jets. I think that's just out.
Well, I don't know who put this out. Well, ESPN put
upstate.
This out.
ESPN Upstate. I'm not. It's a verified account. I'm just not sure. What are they, just Upstate New York? Is that what they
mean?
I'm not sure what it means. But it's one of their verified accounts. I think the Texans, they obviously, PR-wise, they'll put it out that, hey, we want to convince Deshaun of the plan. But really, their plan is, you ain't going nowhere, so you might as well play.
No.
You can't play anywhere but here.
You signed your name. We gave you a bunch of signing bonus money.
That's the only play they have. They're not going to walk in there and convince him that this is the right place to be.
Guess what? You think?
Tell him. You're not going anywhere.
Do you think you're the first player that's ever played his career on a losing team?
What a way to go about things.
That's it.
Hey, it's going to suck here for 3 years.
Get
used to it.
Well, guess what, though? What, are you going to lie to him? Deshaun. Not this year, but next. We're going
to
the Super Bowl.
I think they will say we got a chance to be okay.
We're going to be. You know what? It doesn't take that long to get good in the NFL.
You have to have picks.
Yeah, you have to. Well,
They don't have either one.
Well, and the argument is, and there's another argument. Would you get there? Fred says this all the time. They'll get there faster if they trade Deshaun. They'll get good faster.
They will.
No, they would get good faster if they traded Deshaun rather than keeping him.
Yes.
You'd believe that?
Well, if they drafted well. Yeah, they'd build the roster faster.
Well, you got to get a quarterback, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But you would build the roster faster. If you trade Deshaun Watson, you get tremendous draft capital. If you drafted well, yeah, you could end up drafting four core players.
Maybe.
I mean, in theory.
Well, maybe. And then again, we're bitching about James Harden. You got nothing. No players now. It's all hope.
Yeah,
and that's what that would be here with Deshaun, too.
That's what draft picks are. And that's why you probably want to get some players, too.
Yeah. All right, 9:58, Marcus Coleman's joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.